With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Trump says Israel's recent military actions have weakened Iran, and he supports the Jewish state's right to defend itself.
You know, Iran is not looking like they looked 2 months ago, if you want to know the truth. They could be making a deal. They could be doing some very smart things right now. There are a lot of things they can do. But the nice thing is they're entitled to an attack, and nobody will be upset if they attack.
Trump interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Israelis holding somber ceremonies to mark a year since the deadliest attack in the country's history. The Hamas-led raid ignited wars on two fronts with no end in sight. Around 100 hostages captured that day have been released, a third of whom are believed to be dead. Also at SRNNews.com, Milton rapidly strengthening in the Gulf of Mexico. It's forecast to become a Category 5 hurricane on a path toward Florida. Milton's growth sets the stage for a dangerous storm surge in Tampa Bay and potential mass evacuations in less than 2 weeks after Helene. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the state is amassing enough fuel reserves to get residents through this hurricane.
These quantities include 415,000 gallons of diesel, 389,000 gallons of gasoline, and an additional 1.5 million gallons of both diesel and gasoline are currently en route.
Its center could come ashore Wednesday in the Tampa Bay area. The Supreme Court has let stand a decision barring emergency abortions that violate the law in Texas, which has become the country's strictest abortion ban. The justices kept in place a lower court order that said hospitals cannot be required to provide pregnancy terminations that would violate Texas law. This is SRN News. The nonprofit Christian Legal Association First Liberty Institute recently launched a new program to engage 20 to 40-year-olds in the battle to protect religious fights throughout America. It's called F3, derived from the Future of Faith and Freedom. F3 spokesman Nathan Shackelford says the F3 mission is attracting many more people that his organization originally anticipated.
We started back in April, and we already now have ambassadors from New York all the way over to San Diego and L.A. picking up really fast. Because I think people really want to understand what their rights, especially parents that have kids in public school, and they're worried about their kid being forced to read a book like one called My Shadow is Pink about a boy that feels like a girl on the inside.
Nathan Shackelford adds that beyond just classroom issues, there's also an urgent need to protect religious freedom in workplaces all over the nation. More information can be found at the website firstliberty.org/F3. This is SRN News. A Georgia judge rejects a lawsuit from GOP officials raising concerns about voting machines.
Fulton County Judge Scott McAvey noted in his ruling issued Friday that the equipment remains certified and the consequences of potential security risks are, quote, at this point purely hypothetical. The failed lawsuit filed by GOP officials in DeKalb County and a familiar cast of pro-Trump lawyers just weeks before early voting began in Georgia argued the Dominion voting machines are not in compliance with Georgia law. The officials wanted the Secretary of State's office to make voting records and ballot images available to public inspection within 24 hours of the election. But McAfee said that the relief sought by GOP officials would not have addressed any vulnerabilities and that the matter should be decided by policymakers, not courts. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New England's Patriot safety Jabril Peppers arrested over the weekend for assault, strangulation, and other charges. The 29-year-old Peppers is scheduled to be arraigned today in Quincy District Court. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.